And I want to propose to you that he's talking about the fact that a new season requires a new way of thinking. And that one of the reasons why the Pharisees missed Jesus is because they misunderstood the fact that there was a first and second coming of Christ. There was a first coming of Christ and there was a second coming of Christ. And they saw the scriptures about the Messiah. Obviously, there was no obvious break between the first and second coming. And so they took the Messiah, the scriptures of the Messiah. Of course, all they had is the Old Testament. And they said, well, the Messiah is going to come and he's going to set up his rulership and he's going to rule from Zion and so on and so forth. All the scriptures like that. And that's the reason why, of course, every time Jesus went to Jerusalem, why they put down palm branches and they worshiped him and they're all, you know, Jesus, the disciples were all excited about being the disciples of Jesus because they thought they were going to be his governing cabinet, which obviously they are in the book of Revelation. But here's the point I'm making, is that one of the reasons why the Pharisees and the scribes missed Jesus is because they were unable to discern the times. They were unable to discern the epic seasons. Are you with me? They were unable to understand that he would come as a lamb and then he would come as a lion and that those two would be separated by thousands of years. And their inability to discern the times caused them a stumbling block in receiving in Christ. Now, I realize there were other reasons besides that, but it does say to us how important it is to discern the times, like the sons of Issachar, who understood the times and they understood what Israel should do in the times. How many know that if you don't understand the times, that you could actually miss your visitation? You could actually, Jesus is standing right in front of the Pharisees. They don't understand the epic season that they're in, and that leads them to miss the Christ that they've been waiting for thousands of years. Who they've preached on it, they've memorized the scriptures, they've tithed, they've done everything to bring revival to their generation, and revival standing right in front of them. He's healing the sick, he's raising the dead, he's cleansing the lepers, and their eschatology is keeping them from knowing that he's the Christ.